Welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod.
Yeah, welcome back. Vanderpump Rules rewatch
podcast.
I'm
Sophia
Wilson-Meltzer. I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And you're listening to us right now.
You're listening to Fresh Air.
Should we just do a rapid fire intro? Because that's ultimately the behind the scenes is that it's Saturday night and I don't really want to be recording this for 90 minutes. I want to be recording it for maybe an hour.
And even less if we can make that happen. Yeah, let's go quick. Sophia, what sexy unique thing happened to you this week?
Okay, the sexy and unique thing that happened to me this week is that I had hosted my show on Friday, and I want to give a huge shout out to the little devil who came to support.
Woo-hoo!
You are so sweet. As I said on the Patreon, I think your name was Gabby, but I'm so bad with names. And it was so sweet to see you there. And I also met another listener a couple weeks ago on the street, and I forget your name, but I just want to say shout out to all the little devils I've met.
Oh my God. I want to say shout out to the little devils I've met too. And you guys are in the same fucking industry as me. Hello.
Wait, what little devils have you met?
I told you they saw me at
the bar. Oh, yeah. Okay.
The staff of the restaurant recognized me from the bar, and that's how the staff of my restaurant figured out that I have a podcast.
Wait, that is so funny.
Yeah, it was like my heart stopped, but yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny, but it was scary, honestly.
But I do want to say hi to you guys.
Hey, guys.
And come into the restaurant and say hey to me.
Don't say anything about the podcast.
No, say it.
Just
no.
Say, like, little devil hive rise.
just come up to me and say little devil hive rise in front of all of my coworkers, and I'll be like, rock on, got you.
Yeah.
Free coffee for you forever.
Free coffee forever.
Not allowed to do that anymore.
Hannah, what's the unique thing happened to you this week?
IDFK.
Well, you had your party.
I had my party. Oh yeah, I guess I already talked about it on the Patreon. Ooh, ooh. So like,
yeah,
that's why I'm thinking that it y'all already count. Know. But yeah, I had my party and it was freaking awesome.
Yeah,
it went amazing. A bunch of people showed up. No little devils though.
Okay, so, interesting.
Huh. Wondering where you guys were. You got scared of going to party town? Well,
got scared of Bushwick.
It was yeah, you got scared of Bushwick.
Many such cases.
I get it, but it was really fun and you missed out.
It was massively, really fun.
And we're never going to do it again, so you missed your opportunity.
Fuck you.
Yep.
It was so fun.
Yay, I'm glad.
I had an amazing time.
Yeah, you brought a date.
I brought a date for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I had someone swing by.
Yeah, you had someone stop.
I was so tired. I actually felt really bad about that.
I think it's actually literally
it was totally fine. I felt bad because I was like, I asked them to come on the night before my show, and then I ended up staying out really late, and then the next day I was like, oh no.
Oof,
that's like so classic though, like one weekend a night you text someone something to be like, let's do this tomorrow because you're having fun.
Welcome to my
like
world.
Friday night. But because you're having fun on the Friday night, it's like, well, we're fucking toast for Saturday.
Do you know how many plans I've had to like, cancel because of that?
Of course.
Because of exactly. I text somebody at
it's
3 a.m.
Classic.
Let's get breakfast tomorrow. And then they would text me back at 10 a.m. breakfast. And I text them back.
I text them back 3 hours later. Oh my God, I just woke up.
So weird. My stomach hurts for some reason.
It's definitely not a hangover, but I don't feel good.
Yeah. Oh, I might be getting sick.
Something, I think I have COVID.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
I don't want to get you sick.
I got COVID last night. Like right after
Look,
I texted you, I got
turns
COVID.
Out I got COVID at 3:01 p.m. And I just don't think that we should go to brunch anymore.
He's like, you don't even want to. Don't worry. You wouldn't even want to do it.
You're tired too.
Yeah, you're exhausted.
Okay, fun. We did rapid fire.
Yeah, that was good.
I would love to say to you guys, support us in many different ways.
In any way you can and you want to.
Subscribe to the Patreon. It's on sale right now. 50% off if you use the code MOVE50.
Move
50, bitch.
Move 50, bitch.
Move. Well, yeah. And you can... You can smash that fucking follow button on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And that's basically it.
Yeah. I want to say this to y'all. We're almost at 500. So.
Oh, we are almost at 500. So, 5-star reviews. So let's break the internet with 500 5-star reviews.
Sophie and I will do that. Kim Kardashian style paper magazine nude photo shoot.
We actually have it locked and loaded. So.
Yeah. We're just waiting
in the
to
drafts.
Post.
Just wait.
Please.
We're just waiting. Please.
We want to share with you.
Should we get into the episode?
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
Sure. Guys, it's a huge
it's
day.
It's a monumental day on Vanderpump Island.
It is fucking Sheena Shea's wedding. Yes. This episode is called For Better or For Worse, Season 3, Episode 15 of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my gosh.
We're starting out at Villa Rosa. Sheena is walking in. She's meeting Lisa. And yeah, they are going to be using her music as the soundtrack. Yay, they're playing a Sheena song.
I didn't even notice that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's her wedding, so they
have to. Which one were they playing?
Don't know. Not one I've ever heard before.
Amazing. You just recognized her voice.
Yeah, duh. It's shrill like that. My ear knows it well. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, she's meeting Lisa. They kiss each other on the cheeks. It's wedding weekend. Okay? They got engaged over a year ago at Villa Rosa, and they are about to get married this weekend. Whoa! Lisa is really happy for Sheena because she knows that Sheena loves this man, quote, truly, deeply, and honestly.
You really love him, don't you? Is what she said. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she does really love him.
I'm so glad we read the book before we did this episode.
Me too, because the whole time I was like, she has her trepidations, but she's not using her voice.
I know.
Yeah.
And he's already, stolen like a bunch of money from her and stuff.
Well, he's off the pills.
He's off the pills.
Sheena is having her rehearsal dinner at Sir, which Lisa doesn't really understand why she's doing that, but obviously Sheena would like to use her employee discount, 40% off.
That is crazy.
It's a massive discount.
For a huge party.
Just probably aren't giving her that. That's like not company policy. It's if you so have 40, crazy. A 40-person rehearsal dinner, you're not going to get 40% off. 40% off
is insane.
Yeah. If anything, it's like free. Hi, Preshi.
She wants to be with you.
Hi, hi. Because I couldn't pet her when I was watching the show. I was pushing her off me, being like, not now.
I know. I do that with my cats too. I'm like, literally, we can't actually do this right now because I
leave it. I'm typing.
I'm engaging with my computer in ways that you couldn't even possibly imagine.
Oh, and she's on the knobs.
It's literally her favorite place.
But so Lisa and Sheena are kind of chatting wedding. And Lisa's like, who planned this fucking wedding, by the way? And Sheena's like, basically, I planned it. I planned the whole thing. I do have a wedding coordinator, Danielle. But
yep, shout out Danielle. That fucking random ass bitch, dude.
Girl, she is so bad at her job.
I
know.
And I was thinking, like, oh my God, she can make $3,000 in an afternoon by being like the worst fucking wedding coordinator of all time. Like,
I know.
Sign me up.
I know. I would do a way better job than that because she lost her shit immediately. She lost her cool and she got flustered. Anyways, we'll get to that.
She clearly has no problem solving skills.
No, none whatsoever.
Like the only thing you need.
Yes. Lisa's also like, oh, by the way, like who's paying for this? And Sheena's like, well, actually, amazing news.
My settlement just dropped.
My lawsuit just settled.
My check
settled.
Just cleared.
My lawsuit check just cleared from when I quote unquote got hurt last summer. Okay.
Fell off that bar.
Got drunk at the bar and fell off the stool. Knocked a couple teeth out. I wonder what she sued for, like being overserved.
No, it must have been something.
Liability with the chairs.
Yeah, it must have been
chairs.
Something about the fall, not the alcohol, I feel.
It's just that the alcohol incited the fall, so.
Of course.
But what? I'm not a lawyer.
Happy for her.
Yep, really happy for her. I am really happy for her because she's using it to pay for her wedding, where the budget was $30,000 and she spent 90K. Three times that. $90,000.
And it's like she's framing it as though she didn't know that she was going to have the money in time. So it's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Why would you do that? Put yourself in debt for a man that you're not quite sure you want to marry.
Because she literally just like loves it.
I know. I mean,
loves it so bad.
And then Sheena is going to kind of go ahead and ask Lisa for 300 bottles of sangria
that
and also
so
vodka.
That was so crazy. 300 bottles of alcohol. I was like, holy shit.
And she kind of poses it like, okay, so you know the color scheme of my wedding is like pink and white. And sangria is pink.
So, and champagne is white.
And vodka is
and you know what you
clear,
own.
Which is basically white. So I just need like 300
Wait,
bottles
I only
of
need
sangria.
300 bottles of 300 alcohol.
300 bottles of it's sangria.
300 bottles is so crazy. And also of sangria is disgusting.
Vanderpump sangria
it's
is
a one-way
bad.
Ticket to throw up town.
100%. It's a one-way ticket to like hangover fucking city.
I know.
And Lisa is like, fine, Pandora will sort that out. Because Pandora is also helping with the wedding a bunch because I guess they're close.
They're like good
friends.
I mean,
they have been close.
Yeah.
But at the end of this conversation, Sheena is like, basically, I'm nervous about Kristen.
Yes.
And Lisa says, okay, well, why don't you uninvite her? But Sheena thinks that's a little bit too rude to uninvite somebody days before the wedding.
Yeah.
And so they're just going to hope that nothing
bad happens. It literally
is
too late to uninvite her.
It's way too late.
Yeah. So fingers crossed it goes well.
Yep. And that's that at Villa Rosa.
Now the boys are hanging out in one of their like really bizarre ways.
I hate when they are in the alley
where
like
they're
that,
just in
with
the alley
bags.
Drinking alcohol.
Yes.
And they're just like outside drinking.
Yeah.
So it's like the Toms, Jax, and Shay. So it's the boys plus Shay for once. They're celebrating Shay by drinking 40s out of paper bags in the alleyway and getting haircuts, not at a barbershop, at the hair salon.
At the hair salon.
Who says one vagina for the rest
Jax.
Of your life? Jax says that. Disgusting, Jax. Please don't say things
they
such
say
as that.
The word vagina a bunch of times in this episode.
It's so crazy for them to not say pussy.
I know. I wish they would say pussy or even gash. But no.
I really actually don't want it to be gash.
I wish it was gash. So that bad. Gash makes so me laugh gross. All the ways. It's so funny. Gash, Gracie says gash sometimes.
Gash is literally so gross. It's I'm sure they do.
Horrifyingly I've
heard,
gross.
I've heard them do it in a British accent before.
I know. I also think it's like extremely demeaning.
Yeah, it's like super, it's extremely crude.
It's just so crude and vulgar.
So vulgar.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And it's like deeply objectifying.
It's super objectifying.
Anyway. But that's what it is. Gosh. Sorry.
Like, sure. Yeah. Also, this is when Sandoval is like, well, I don't bring up marriage to Ariana because I know better. Because yeah. She like gets so mad. And then he's like, but lately when people bring it up around us, she actually doesn't get mad like she used to. It's like, okay, Slay.
Yeah. Because he says maybe she's never been with somebody like him before.
She's never been with somebody like him before.
And she never will again. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Okay, so then they go into the salon, the hair salon, and they bring their 40s in because that's what paper bags are for. It actually makes it legal to drink in public, which isn't true.
No, that's not true.
I'll tell you that from people I know getting...
Tickets on the street.
Tickets on the street.
Yeah.
And Sandoval is basically instructing the hair artist uh-huh. what to do.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing. And says that he is going to take over Shea's styling for the big day.
What a mistake.
Which he literally does.
I know, he does do it.
Yeah.
It pissed me off that he was like, Shay, you're in my hands, okay? I'm styling you, blah, 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 whatever.
And then knowing he gives him ecstasy.
I know. Why did you drug him then?
He trusted you. You literally roofied him with ecstasy. Like, come on.
Why did you do that?
It's so fucking crazy.
Why did you do that?
Jax to Shay says, you gonna cry? Shay says, I don't want to talk about it. Jax says, it's good to cry at your wedding. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Shay is so on pills. He does cry a little bit.
I thought the wedding part when he was crying was very sweet.
It was very
extremely
sweet.
Touched
it
by
it. It was very sweet. I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Jax says he's never going to get married. Of course.
And he never should have. He should have stuck by that.
I know, literally. Sandoval says, I don't go to the hair salon to talk sports, politics, or women. I'm at the hair salon to talk about hair. Period.
I said Tom Sandoval is being very homosexual about the haircut experience. And then he gets his face shaved and he says, this is going to feel great on Ariana's vagina.
Yes. It's so gross.
Don't flip it like that.
Also, like, once again, vagina is just like so gross.
It's really crude when you're talking about your actual girlfriend. It's like, I'm sorry, it's really grossing
Stop.
Me out.
Don't say that.
Don't.
That's inappropriate.
Don't. She's on the show too.
I know. Just say it when the cameras are off.
I know. You don't need to bring up her vagina on camera.
No.
That is so.
She never talks about your penis unless it's Anne-Marie calling it tiny.
I know.
So, but that's that scene.
Show.
So.
It's time for the rehearsal dinner. All of our usual suspects are there, but also Sheena's parents are there. Sorry, Sheena's mom and her step-papa.
Her parents are sweet, but she calls him her dad.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Ron.
Ron.
Yeah.
Her parents are really sweet.
I know,
she's the only
sweet.
One with a normal mom.
I know.
And as we read in the book, that's literally the only person she can trust other than, yep, Lala.
I know. And she can't trust Lala.
I know.
Lala wants her to come have dinner with MGK when she is miscarrying.
Mm-hmm. Passing her child, so.
Yes. So, it's the rehearsal dinner. My note says Sheena is sitting on Shay's barred out lap.
Yep.
He's kind of not quite all the way there, and she is there enough for the both of them.
And she's like, woohoo!
Yeah.
I love her. She's so funny.
I know.
She's
really
so
excited.
I know. I'm happy for her.
Me
but
too.
But it is like, damn, you know. Like, it is hard because you're just like, well, just you shouldn't marry that guy.
I know.
I'm happy that she's excited for her wedding, obviously.
Also, you know what? Whatever happens, happens.
Literally,
like
that was her path.
Yeah, that was her path. Christina Kelly is their server, which is funny.
I know, that made me laugh that she was working.
I know. Well, Christina Kelly is not friends with Sheena at all, so it makes sense that she wouldn't be there.
Yeah, and she's not on the show enough to, like, she has to work at the restaurant.
Yes.
So
I love that.
I know.
James Kennedy arrives in, like, a really, 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 really deep
really
kind of
low,
boat neck.
It's a low
style tank.
Pink top.
Because it's not even a V, like more of a scoop.
It's a scoop. It's stretched the fuck out, like literally landing right above the nipples.
So crazy. Also a blazer as well, mm-hmm. of course, dress it up because it's
his,
a rehearsal
well,
dinner.
It's his rock star lifestyle. Uh-huh.
DJ Rockstar.
These boots are kind of rocker.
Ooh, these boots are kind of rocker, Kristen. Kristen isn't there because she's been banned from Sir.
Yes.
If you guys recall, she got fired.
Yep.
So what she's going to do instead is drink 4 bottles of wine alone and make voodoo dolls out of Lisa Vanderpump. I actually don't doubt. I think she will be
and
doing
it's
that.
It's so horrifying to imagine Kristen having access to a voodoo doll.
And 4 bottles of wine alone.
All literally doing dark magic.
I know. And she could. Raria. She could summon something.
I know. She would. Something. But it would be like she would summon something and then it would just end up being that like her apartment is haunted with an entity. Like it wouldn't like it would just
it would be like something following her around. Her.
Yeah. It literally. It would just live inside of her.
It's like if she ever did a Ouija board,
she would get haunted.
She would get haunted bad.
Badly.
Bad.
Because she literally has extremely unpure intentions.
I know. And she's so vulnerable to that kind of thing because she's so insecure. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's true.
Lisa is talking to Ariana. She asks her if she's going to be next for marriage. But Katie is sitting right next to them and she immediately starts pouting bad.
Of course.
Because obviously Katie would really, really, really like to be the next for marriage.
Yeah.
And in her talking head, she says that Schwartz's excuse of wanting to be settled down is just like not a viable excuse for not getting married anymore.
They live together. They have a dog and they both have stable jobs.
They're settled as fuck. They're as settled as so, they can get at this point in time.
Is like, what are you talking about?
He will soon change course. The wind will blow him a different way.
Well, and he'll realize that it's not an excuse he can use anymore.
No, his excuse is going to change in that he wants to be really rich before they get married. Totally. Not just settled down. Okay, James kind of pulls Tom for a chat by asking if he has a cigarette. And Tom is like, yeah, sure, man. And this is when we learn that Tom has chosen to let everything go.
Yeah.
Every bad feeling that he had towards James, he no longer has after Miami.
Yeah.
I guess after his conversation with Kristen where he said he was going to do that, he actually did it.
Yeah, well, he says he doesn't feel angry or mad at him. He just feels bad for him.
Yeah, which totally makes sense.
Literally.
Fully. So they sit down, they smoke a cigarette, and Sandoval starts to vent to James about the whole Anne Marie situation. And James is like not really in defense of Kristen necessarily because...
He's not. It's so crazy the way that James is like... Yeah, dude, I get it. Like,
I know.
The whole time.
Well, he at first is like, okay, but like...
Did you have sex with that girl?
And Tom is like, no, fuck no, dude. All of her details are wrong about my dick. Tom shows James that Kristen, the week before Anne Marie had arrived,
so crazy.
Texted him and was like, hey, man, like, I'd love to shoot this shit with you sometimes, which is just like... Oh my God,
hey,
Kristen.
I didn't want to bug you. You're busy. I just thought maybe we could shoot the shit this weekend or something. And James doesn't know what shoot the shit means.
No, he doesn't. He's confused about what that means. And Tom has to be like, well, she's asking me to hang out.
It means hang out.
The way that I felt like such red hot fucking shame after DMing somebody who I know and have...
Whatever.
Somebody normal that I know. Yeah. And it was like such an innocuous message. It like made me want to die.
Literally.
That... And she doesn't even feel that that's weird at all.
I know.
That would make me want to crawl up in a hole and move across the country.
I just told you I felt so embarrassed because I said we could hang out again and the person didn't acknowledge that part.
Yeah.
I'd kill myself.
It's like,
and
oh
she literally
my
does
God.
Not give a shit about sending that.
No, she doesn't.
She feels like completely justified and fine about it.
No, because she's going to have her little moments.
She's so crazy.
Basically, Tom tells James that, and then James is like, okay, it's not normal.
Sandoval's like, it's not normal, and James is like, it's not normal.
It's not normal.
Because it's not normal.
It's not normal. It's really weird. And then Tom is like, I just don't want to see you kind of falling for the same thing that I fell for in a relationship with her. It's different. It's
also
really
like,
different.
You didn't fall. She didn't.
She didn't trick you into anything.
She didn't trick
in
you
your
into
relationship.
Anything.
No, nothing at all. You guys were like torturing
and, like, same
each other.
With James too. I'm like, James is also being like completely evil and demented. Like I don't feel bad for James, but
no,
it is
me neither.
Like, yeah, that is like a reason to not date someone. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, they should be broken up.
Of course.
Well, she doesn't love him at
no,
all.
She loves Tom. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, they just shouldn't be dating.
Yeah.
But no, like him like victimizing himself within the context of their relationship is just so stupid because it is just like, it takes two to tango. And
of
you,
course.
You've been dancing all the fuck around.
Well, you
place.
You really would like to be on the television show.
Yes.
So that's why you're dating her. But that Tom is like, I just like, man, like this sucks. Like you shouldn't have to put up with this. Like it's not right. And then in his talking head, he's like, I'm not normally vindictive, but like basically I'm really just trying to help James out. And also Kristen is like literally fucking insane. So I don't really care.
And he asks James to not tell Kristen until after the wedding.
Yeah. Which
I don't know why. I mean, there's no way he thinks that he's going to do that.
No.
But I think he just has to say it.
Yeah. And then we kind of quickly... kind of flashback into the party and Lisa's toasting Sheena and Shay, but it's kind of just the three of them standing in a very tight circle.
Yeah.
And okay. She's like making a speech, but just to them too.
No, it's okay. Okay, so then we're at the wedding venue. It's actually stunning though. Like it did,
I know.
It does look gorgeous like day of too.
Yeah,
even
it's a
though
really
like
pretty
so
space.
Many things go wrong, obviously. But it is like literally a beautiful place to get married. I'm assuming you guys know what it looks like, but it's outdoors. There's a courtyard and there's beautiful mountains in the background.
Yeah,
it's like a huge like villa kind of.
It is a villa. Yeah. It's like a gigantic kind of mansion compound.
Yeah, yeah, like Spanish style. Yeah. It's really, really pretty. So Sheena's doing a walkthrough of the venue with Katie and Ariana.
So funny that Katie has to come to all this stuff.
I know.
She's not a bridesmaid.
No.
She's and nothing.
They are, like, barely friends. Yeah. But Sheena says that they got the venue half off because they're doing it on a weekday. And I'm like, is that how that works? Half off?
No, half off because they're doing it on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But... That's, no,
half off seems crazy.
Half off is insane. For
it'd be like 15%, maybe.
Yes,
maybe.
I don't think it would ever be 50%. Just to have it on a Sunday.
So expensive.
Also, like, then everybody would be having their wedding on a fucking Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, whatever. She's saying a lot of things about the finances that aren't like fully checking out. But
yep.
Then basically Danielle, the wedding coordinator, walks up.
I can't.
This bitch is crazy.
She is so crazy. Her style is so misaligned with the rest of them.
I know.
It really is. She just does not fit in.
She's just like wearing like a mid-calf dress.
It's just like so deeply incongruous for like the vibe that these other women are.
Yes.
And so it definitely makes sense that Sheena paid her $3,000 instead of $15,000 to $20,000. Yes. Like the other wedding. Yes. Coordinators are.
And basically she gets there and Sheena's like, okay, so this, and this is all wrong. Like points out a billion things that are like not right. Yeah, she's like, most wedding coordinators are $15,000, but I found Danielle on Instagram and luckily she's only $3,000, which she thinks is fine because Sheena says that she basically like knows exactly what she wants. And it's like,
you need somebody to like execute it. Yes.
Yeah.
So you can tell her 100 times over
what you want.
Because
she's not a planner.
No. But things are going to spring up and she's going to have to be able to problem solve.
And she can't.
And that's where she falls straight on her fucking face.
Yes. And so they're like, this fountain is going to be loud as fuck. And she's like, it will be on. And they're like, you're going to have to turn that off. Yeah. It's going to be so loud and distracting.
And then Ariana is like, okay, so could it be on when the guests arrive? And then you turn it off? And Danielle's like, ooh.
That's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
Like literally her first time doing this. Yeah. And then Pandora arrives with a car full of alcohol for Sheena, all 300 bottles. Mm-hmm. And that's basically that.
Yeah. Sheena says that her family can really, really drink. So they need unlimited alcohol.
Totally.
Unlimited alcohol for the wedding. Okay. Now James and Kristen are out to lunch.
Yep.
Something that I love about Kristen Doty is that she is extremely kind to servers.
Yes.
It is awesome. I literally love it so bad. I'm sure
she tips really well.
I'm sure she does. Yeah. She is always like... She's my favorite kind of customer who's like, hi, sweetheart. And I'm like, hi, girl.
It was so funny, though, when they order. She's like, I'll just do whatever vegetarian platter you recommend. I'm like, yeah. Girl, what the fuck?
I know. Well, she's a vegetarian.
I know. It just made me laugh.
So she and James are chatting, and she's asking him about how last night was the rehearsal dinner. And James starts to fill her in on his talk with Tom. Mm-hmm. Basically how Tom said that James doesn't really deserve this kind of behavior. And she says, deserve what exactly? And he says, all of the kind of like...
The weird shit that you're
all the
doing.
Kind of weird shit that I have to go through. Literally. Kind of like stumbling through it,
mostly
being shy about it.
You are literally in love with your ex-boyfriend and making it so obvious. And telling me.
You won't stop talking about it. You won't stop telling me about it. And you won't stop fucking scheming about it either.
Wait, did you write down? Sorry. The part that made me laugh really hard too. Similarly, I think it's right after that when he's like... So I told him, like, I can handle Kristen for myself. And she goes, and what is there to handle?
Girl,
there is literally so much to handle.
She was being so crazy in this conversation.
What is there to handle?
She was being really dense
on
purpose.
What is there to handle made me fucking cry.
What is there to handle? I'm sorry.
About 1,000 pounds of baggage.
You know you're not a walk in the park. No. You know that.
You are a crazy bitch.
You have to know that about yourself.
What is there to handle was unreal.
It's like, so funny.
A lot.
She also goes, Tom thinks I'm so obsessed with his life. Clearly he's the one obsessed with my life.
She loves
it's
that
like,
line.
Kristen, girl. You just flew in the woman he cheated on his girlfriend
and texted
with.
Him we should shoot the shit sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. Leah, when was the last time he texted you something like that?
Never. Literally never.
It's just a really awkward spot for James to be in. Having this conversation
of
with
course.
Her because it's like,
come on girl,
okay, let's drop the veil, you know that's not true,
let's be real, let's get serious for a second.
Yeah. James was like, okay, so you texted him that you wanted to shoot the shit and then you sent a winky face. And she's like, okay, first of all, bitch, it wasn't a winky face, it was a tongue out emoji.
Yeah. And when he says that, she's like, I know, I have all the texts. Yeah. He's like, that's not the question. He's not saying like, show me the text. He's saying like,
it's like,
I know you sent this weird thing, can you like elaborate on that, why you wanted to hang out with him, tongue out emoji.
Yeah, it's like, I actually saw the text last night. So I don't need to see them again, thank you very much. I remember them very clearly. And then she's like, I sent a winky face, or I sent a tongue out emoji. Because when you're trying to be friends with somebody, you keep it lighthearted and you send funny, stupid emojis, okay? Like, that's what friendly friends do. And also, it's like, since when are you trying to be, why are you trying to be his friend?
She has been.
I know, but you keep calling him, like, literally the devil.
I know.
Like, what?
It's like, I know. Well, she literally is just, like,
she's deeply conflicted.
You keep saying it, but her desires are literally so at odds with one another that yeah. it's just, like, well, it's impossible for her to make heads.
She's actually
heads
and not tails of it. Conflicted. I think she's totally fine with these sort of two beasts inside her, but they do both live there.
Yeah, they do live there, but they are at war with one another, yes. even if she is fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then basically James is like, okay, well, I just like don't like it, to be honest. Like,
of course.
It fires me up or something like that, he says.
And also, she kind of tried to say that shooting the shit didn't mean hang out.
Did she? What did she say?
She was like, he like somehow brought up that he didn't really know what that meant. And he was like, so he explained to me that meant hang out. And she said like, it can mean that, but that's not what I meant.
Yes, it
Girl,
is, Kristen.
Don't lie.
It actually doesn't mean anything
else. It doesn't mean
else.
Anything else but hang out.
Because you don't really like, you're not going to like shoot the shit over text in 2014.
No.
You're not like,
I know.
Online friends.
But she literally was like, it can mean that. It does mean that.
Oh, yeah.
Period.
And she's like, it's not like I was trying to get him to meet up with me at the like no-tell motel, but it's like, okay, well, you wanted him to, I bet, to come over to your apartment.
Yes. Yes. And like, once again, it's like, well, if he had said like, let's meet up at the motel, you would have said yes, first of all. And second of all, you don't have to like be meeting up at shady locations to do nefarious things or act like flirty towards him.
Yeah. Especially considering you can't literally had sex with Jax in your apartment with your last boyfriend. It's like, something bad can happen
anywhere.
Basically, James is like, I just don't like that. And then Kristen was like, okay, well, you have to give me a minute, okay? Because it's going to take me some time to not go through little spells of like giving a shit about Tom Sandoval. Okay.
Girl.
You and James have been dating for a while.
Yes. And it's like, okay, sure. But that doesn't mean you text him to shoot the shit.
No, you need to actively try and like,
literally,
not
it is like,
do that.
Okay, I guess, yeah, like you can still have like complicated feelings towards your ex or whatever, but honestly, it's not really any of James' fucking business.
No, of course not.
And also, like, yeah, you shouldn't be acting upon those feelings
exactly
in like the unhealthy way that you are.
You can have them, you can journal about them, you can literally talk to your therapist about them, you can even maybe talk to James about them, but you do not yes. need to be acting upon
no,
them.
No, not like that.
No, not like
that. Do you
want
to shoot the shit? That emoji. Do you want to shoot the shit?
Oh my god.
God, she is fucking crazy.
Every time they have lunch together, it's so fucking funny because it's her being like, I don't give a fuck about Tom Sandoval. I'm going to care about him and love him forever.
I know. And it's James just being like, okay. Like yeah. literally every time he's like, right. Like,
yeah, I know. He's like, sometimes he'll be like, okay, it makes me uncomfortable. But most of the times he's like,
but then by the end, he's okay. just like, fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Fucking fine.
At the end, he's like, guess I have to ride for Kristen.
Literally. He's always like, he keeps calling her his number one teammate. I'm like,
I know.
Damn,
that girl,
awful team.
You are not on a team together, though, also.
No.
She'd kick you to the curb in a second if Tom wanted
with her.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so then we're at the bridal sleepover. Sheena gives everyone a wine glass that has them painted on the glass with their tits bolted onto it.
Yeah, huge. It made me laugh. I really want one of those.
They're really funny.
Yeah.
Really, really funny. I actually was loving those too. And then she gives Katie a like solo cup chalice.
A solo cup and a bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
Which is honestly rude.
And yeah.
Given their history with that.
Katie's like, you know what? I did not think I was going to be here at all. Because of how recently, like within the last couple months, I did tell you I hated you.
Yeah.
And then like they kind of like Sheena's like, yeah. And I said, blah, 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 blah to you. And Ariana's like, okay, let's not get back into it.
Yeah. We don't need to be doing that right now.
We really don't.
Yeah. Well, Sheena's like, yeah, I called you like a fugly, annoying bitch.
Literally.
And it's like, uh-oh. Okay.
No, don't bring that back up.
Come on. We're going to get heated.
And in the talking head, Sheena's like, I'm just so glad that Katie and I's friendship is finally back in a good place. Back?
You were
never
friends.
Had a friendship.
You're not friends now,
no,
even.
No.
You're just not enemies.
Literally. Back is so funny.
Yeah.
And Sheena and her mom, it's like a really quick scene. They just share a sweet moment. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'm glad she has her mom.
Yeah, except her mom says it's her last night as a single girl. Made me laugh. I was like, she'd been dating Shay for like years.
Yeah, but people always say shit like that on
I
their
know.
Wedding day.
It's just like
so
silly
stupid,
to me. I mean, marriage is so dumb to me.
I know. It obviously is idiotic to me as well.
Because it's like also when the boys before were like, Shay, it's one vagina for the rest of your life. It's like, well, he's already been planned.
Yeah, that I mean, that is how you should have already been acting.
They've like been in a monogamous relationship with no plans of breaking up for like years now.
Yeah, but he's been cheating on her with those girls online.
Yes.
What's
yes.
her name again? Becky Butterfly.
Becky Butterfly. He didn't do anything physical with her, but
no.
he did have an illustrious online affair.
And so then Sheena is like going to spend her last night as a single girl with Ariana.
Yeah.
And she walks in their room and Ariana is under the covers pretending to be naked, like with the covers like
up right above her boobs.
Up right above her rom-com boobs. Style. And she's like, hey. And then she's like, I'm just joking. And
like, she, pulls yeah, it she down. Was like, I've been waiting for you. Just kidding. I'm not naked.
Just kidding.
Two and bi girls in a bed.
Yes. And Sheena sleeping with her stuffed animal, which was also very endearing to me.
I know. And they kiss on the mouth before they go to sleep. They kiss on the mouth.
Just so fucking weird.
I know.
Imagine if you and I had a sleepover and we're like, good night, and kissed on the mouth.
I know. I would never
and
do that.
And they did it kind of long, too.
No, I know. It was a long kiss. It was
very strange.
It was very really weird. It made me feel like, okay, there is something between you
me
two.
Me, too. I was like, Sheena does have a crush on you.
Yeah, and Ariana maybe has a crush on her, too.
It was really, really weird.
Well, I bet that they had that makeout thing that Sheena had with Dee Dee.
With Dee Dee, probably.
Oh my god, yeah, I wish Dee Dee ever would have been on the show.
Literally. Fuck. I need Dee Dee's fucking memoir.
Dude, me too. I wish she would just be gay. Anyways.
I know. Ugh, but once again, as we said before, the fucking lesbian that she would date would be literally one of the most horrifying people I could possibly imagine. She would date,
I feel that she would end up with somebody like that non-binary character on
The Summer I Turned Pretty?
No. Not Elsie Fisher. Che from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, like
and just
Jay
like
Gomez.
That. The yeah, non-binary yeah. person.
Che.
Yeah.
I feel like she would end up with someone like G Flip.
Oof. What if she ends up with Kyle Richards?
I don't know if she'd be femme, but sounded like she is femme for femme because Dee Dee.
I'm just like, I don't even know if that would Dee Dee. Be true. I'm just like, I'm hoping that something like that could totally. Happen. And then Lisa Vanderpump kills herself. She's so upset.
Yeah, she would be so fucking pissed off.
Yeah. Oh my God, she'd be so mad. It's the fucking wedding day.
Yes.
It's the day of the wedding. The girls are having mimosas.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
Danielle arrives to talk to all the girls to go over the
Danielle's
timeline.
Danielle's vibe is like so bad.
She walks in. She's frantic already. She's like, 4 hours to go.
It's like, girl, calm down.
Chillax. It's literally
yeah,
her first
I feel
time
like
doing
her
it, I think.
Whole vibe is like yelling like for other people to calm down.
Oh my God. She was yelling that for other people to calm down the entire episode.
And it's like, you're not helping.
No, she's like screaming and she's freaking out and she's also gruff.
Yes.
One of my notes is Danielle is gruff.
That girl stomping around.
Yeah, 100%. So then the glam squad and also a sort of a vlog squad arrived to document the day and to get the girls into their hair and makeup.
For Sheena's Patreon.
Yep, just they have to capture everything for Sheena's Patreon.
She definitely didn't have a Patreon at this point.
I don't even know if it existed yet.
Me neither.
I wish she did, though.
Me too. Me laugh.
And then, uh-oh, Sheena realizes something. She realizes something God. Extremely bad. She left Shay's boudoir bedroom photo shoot wedding album present in her apartment in her bedroom. No, not her boudoir photo shoot wedding album present.
Damn, I was bummed as fuck when they didn't show photos of that on the
me
screen.
Too. I thought they were going to. She was setting it up like they were going to.
Me too.
Basically, she took a bunch of boudoir pictures and she put them into an album and she wants to give it to Shay on their wedding day so that he always remembers what she looked like on their wedding day as sexy.
Maybe she won't be as hot after a couple kids.
Yeah, cause who knows what she's going to look like
and
after a couple
what,
kids.
And guess what, girl? You still got it.
Yeah,
body
for
fucking
sure.
Tea still, so don't even worry.
Yeah, mine went to shit, but body still
smaller,
snatched.
Smaller than before.
Sorry that I said that. Her mind did get a little bit crazy after her baby.
Well,
that's not her
it's
fault,
okay.
though.
She's medicated and she did all that EMDR and it fixed her.
Yes. And now she can have more than 420 followers on Instagram if
thank
she pleases.
God.
I'm sorry, Sheena. I'm sorry that happened to you. Anyways, so she left the boudoir album at her apartment. She is calling people. Nobody's picking up. She's like,
well, she calls Jax and he doesn't pick up.
Yeah, I don't know why she would call Jax.
I don't know why the fuck her first call was Jax. You want him to go get your sexy photo?
She loves him so much.
I know.
She loves him so much and he loves her.
The thing he says about her later yes. that I actually don't even want to say out loud because I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
That quote made me laugh. But
it made me laugh too.
I know. And I'm like, to let Jax go get a naked photo album
he's
of you
he's going to jack off in the car, idiot.
The craziest thing you could ever fucking do.
He's going to get his fucking seed all over that book before
literally.
You give it to your husband. So she calls Jax. He's an answer. She then calls Kristen because Kristen has been texting her really nice things over the past 2 days.
And Kristen literally would love to do something like that for her.
Well, Kristen would really like to be important to this day.
Yes.
And Kristen literally. Picks up and she's getting the boudoir photo book. Whatever. Ariana feels extremely uncomfortable with this. She doesn't even want Kristen in this space at all.
Yes.
Like for any reason whatsoever, does not want to be around her. And Sheena is like, come the fuck down. It's not like she's going to shank you at my wedding. And
it's like, she won't shank me, but she literally keeps making jokes about
she
it.
She will spew verbal attacks at
she
me.
She keeps saying she wants to literally stab me.
Yeah, she says, are you sure you want me around her and a knife? And it's like, okay.
Okay. And it's just sad because, like, they literally are best friends. Like,
I know.
It is like, come on, Sheena.
Well, and Kristen was just screaming at Sheena, like, grabbing onto her arm, like, making a huge scene at the place that she worked in still. But Kristen is mentally ill. Well, Ariana is like, I don't want her to be around here because she's been proven to be mentally ill on multiple occasions.
Literally.
And that's true.
That's true.
It's extremely true.
Okay, so then we're at the boys' suite, which is literally just Shay, a guy that we do not know, and Tom Sandoval. What the fuck?
And they don't introduce that guy at all. And he's wearing a fedora.
It's a top hat. It's actually a top hat.
I wrote weird fedora, and so a weird fedora is a top hat.
Because that's what he's wearing with his suit.
Yeah.
So
the outfits.
So don't know that guy. The outfits that the guys are putting on.
And yeah.
And the girls. I mean, but honestly, the guys.
The garb at this event is like really bad. The bridesmaids'
dresses are fugly.
Yeah. Nude. Okay.
I know. It's the bridesmaids' dresses are fucking ugly. Tom shows up to Shay's room, and Shay says that he feels like he's getting dressed for his funeral.
Getting dressed for his funeral.
And Tom's like, what?
Yeah, dude, why did you say that?
Well, he's high as a fucking kite, so.
I know.
She's like, I'm not actually nervous at all. Yeah. Duh, you're on a billion pills.
Well, he's like, I'm not nervous. My hands are shaking so much. Can't even button my shirt.
But it is like, yeah, you're literally, your resting heart rate, as I've said before, is like actually at that of a corpse.
Yeah, you're moving like a fucking sloth. Literally. It's taking all the energy you have to button your shirt.
Literally. That's why they're shaking so hard. Sandoval then pulls out literally the fugliest suit jacket I've ever seen. He says, it's not only white, it has this nice sheen to it.
I can't. That's
sheen
so
to it. Sheen to it.
A way to make a suit jacket look cheap
is to make it shiny.
Add a fucking sheen to it.
I know.
It.
My I literally, God. I know. It just exudes class, elegance, and pizzazz is what he says.
It looks like plastic.
It literally is so ugly. It looks so cheap. It's crazy. And when he pops the collar, yeah, it says Shay is embroidered on the underside of the collar
in green. Why?
It's
so crazy. It's the ugliest suit jacket I've ever seen. If I was Sheena, I would walk out of my fucking wedding. Jesus Christ, your husband's at the end of the aisle in a shiny white suit jacket that says Shay on the collar when you pop it, and he's planning on fucking popping it later.
Oh my God, it is so ugly. And then Sandoval makes him take it off so he can like do it. He's like, so like at the reception, the collar's down, party time, pop that thing. And he's like posing, like it's so fucking ugly.
He had that custom made for Shay. He gave it to him. It was a present.
Yes. That is the thing that I don't know if we said this before, that Tom and Chris have in common. They love to give gifts. They love to be like big spender because he's also always letting people borrow money from him.
I know. I actually kind of like it, and it's like quite endearing to
me. It
is,
but it's so
funny. It's just
funny.
Their taste is so bad.
I know.
Both of them.
And it's like that thing probably was expensive, but it literally looks so fucking bad.
I know. Because do you remember when Sandoval got Jax like that giant samurai sword or something? No.
But basically Shay loves the way that it looks.
Yeah.
And that's like all that matters, that's, I suppose. Matters, so, yeah. We're back with the girls getting ready. Kristen fucking shows up with the photo book.
Yeah.
And Sheena's like, oh my God, thank you. And like now, so it basically, because Kristen got the photo book,
God, it made me
she's
laugh
now
so much.
Entitled to get her hair and makeup done.
It
with
made
them.
Me laugh so fucking much.
Funny, it's like that is not what that means, but okay.
She walks in on them getting their hair and makeup done, and she's like, "Oh, and me too."
Literally,
whoever has free,
they can just do it for me.
Yep.
And there's like girls doing their own hair. It's like,
I know.
What the fuck?
Well,
but
also,
sure.
Sheena is like, okay, so we're all probably gonna leave in like 15 minutes. I don't really know, like, who's gonna be available, and she's like, nope, whoever's free can totally do it.
She says, this is my mission: show up, give Sheena the present, get my hair and makeup done, and ignore the fuck out of Ariana and Katie, period
girl.
And then like in the bathroom, Katie's like, Ariana, are you okay? And Ariana's like, yeah, it just makes me super uncomfortable to be in the same house as her.
Yes. It makes me, I really like seeing them have like glimmers of friendship.
Me too.
From this early on, because of how close they become opening up a sandwich shop together.
I know. I really like their friendship.
Me too.
In the talking head, she's like, I get that Kristen helped out, but I just don't know why that means that like she now is like here and like part of the like bridal suite or whatever. Well, which it's just, she insists upon it. And if Sheena was to put her foot down, there would be a huge repercussions
huge,
to doing
huge.
That.
Huge. Also, like, once Kristen gets her claws in something, it's
she's
like,
she's fucking there forever.
Yeah,
it's
she's
over.
There.
Sheena says Kristen is a loose cannon half the time, and she is a great friend half of the time.
Okay.
Sure.
It's not worth it.
It's literally not worth it.
No.
Sheena leaves the area with her mom and a huge frosted bottle of Fireball.
She pulls out like the biggest handle of Fireball I've ever seen.
It's literally gigantic.
Also, shots of Fireball before you walk down the aisle.
I did a shot. I actually didn't even do a shot. I drank some Fireball at your party because like got one and I was like, this tastes so fucking bad. I literally just took a little sip of it. It was so gross.
Well, I used to drink Fireball in college. That was kind of like a thing that I would also carry around because
I used to do like nips too, and they taste so bad.
But it's also, it's just such a young drink. Like, it's so crazy to me. It's like, you're not going to drink like a shot of tequila.
Yeah. And I'm just like, it's just going to make you feel sick because it's so sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially for a night where you're obviously about to drink so fucking much. Like, let's do a shot of Grey Goose.
Or it's like, let's just like have the champagne before.
She can't. She wanted a drink.
She did two shots. Walking down the aisle.
And basically, she and her mom are lost wandering around because they're looking for the bridal suite. They have no fucking idea where they're supposed to be, and Danielle is nowhere in sight.
Yeah. Nowhere to be found.
And then they finally like find the bridal suite after walking around for hours.
It's a huge compound. It's like, on the other side of the fucking compound.
Damn, that seems like so fucking far away from everything.
Yep.
And that will pose some issues, but that's basically that scene.
Okay, so now we're kind of like outside while all of that is happening. All the guests are arriving and there's like a million bajillion sir employees. Schwartz shows up he's sitting with Katie, and his tie is like a regular ribbons tie, but he tied it up like bow.
It's, I don't even know if it's a regular tie because the strings all looked really thin.
I think it was a regular skinny tie because it looked very close.
It was so weird.
And he tied it up like ribbons.
Like ribbons.
And also he's wearing like plastic gas station sunglasses. Oh my God. That are like don't yellow on the sides. And then like plastic raven. It's so
everyone
crazy.
Looks bad.
No, Katie looks stunning.
Well, sorry, all the guys look bad.
The guys look really bad. I mean, Katie's like wearing a statement necklace and like a 2014 dress, but she looks so pretty.
Yeah,
with her glam. And they are sitting together and Schwartz is making jokes about how she is gonna find her future husband there and if she's kind of seeing any prospects, and she is not entertained by that.
She just
at
like goes
all.
Silent. There's so many times where he says something and she literally falls silent.
Because he's rude.
He is rude.
It's just rude. It's not nice at all. You know that she wants to get married.
This is like a high, extremely sore subject for the two of you.
Yes. And
so let's
zip
it.
In her talking head, she's like, he better shut the fuck up because there's actually a lot more prospects at this wedding than he realizes.
Literally.
And she looks so amazing. It's like anybody there would be lucky to have her.
Of course.
Jax arrives with Carmen. They are not technically each other's dates, though he does have his arm like kind of around her, kind of on her neck sort of, and then puts it behind her when she's sitting in the chair. So that is upsetting. Kristen sits behind Vale and some other random girl.
Yep.
And they take a selfie together.
Silly.
And then in the talking head, Kristen is like, this wedding is just as beautiful as Pandora's, even though I know Pandora spent like way more money on it. Sorry, Pandy. It's like, You don't need to say that.
And you sure, it might really be just as beautiful, but it's not going to run as smoothly.
No, not even close. Lisa then arrives with Ken, and the first person she sees is Kristen, who she says actually looks quite elegant. However, you can put lipstick on a Kristen, but it's still going to be a Kristen. Which is like,
that made me laugh.
Me too.
That was really funny.
It is funny, but it's so mean considering the phrase is lipstick on a pig.
Literally.
Jax in his talking head then says that he doesn't see anybody else in the group getting married anytime soon. And what he's going to actually do is kind of pull a George Clooney.
Yes.
And wait a few more years until he gets married to his human rights lawyer. But then he's sort of like, a human rights lawyer? How fucking boring is that? What do you talk about at night? And then he's like, George Clooney's in way hotter girls. Like, a human rights lawyer? That's so boring. Like, imagine the sex. Okay.
Have you seen how sexy that lady is?
She's so hot.
I literally was like, has he seen her?
Amal Clooney is like
so
stunning.
Hot.
Stunning.
I literally was like, does he actually know what she looks
he
like?
Doesn't.
Or does he just know that she's a lawyer? Because she's so hot.
I mean, that was just like the talk of the town at that time because they had just gotten married. But it is like, she's so beautiful and like deeply, deeply intelligent.
Yes.
But I mean,
it's
he's
not
just
important.
Not looking
things
for
things such as that aren't important to Jax.
No.
Well, Jax also says that later Carmen's toes will be in his mouth, but we don't need to talk about
yes,
that.
Yes, he does say that. But okay. She doesn't even respond. She lets that one slide.
Hanging out with him.
I can't. I mean.
Okay. So then we're in the fray. It's actually so
I mean,
bad.
I can't even imagine hanging out with him. Like back then and now, it's like two different beasts, but also the same beast.
I know.
Because back then, at least he was like kind of happy, I think.
I guess. I don't know. Okay. Then we're in the bridal suite. Everyone does a shot. Yeah, this is when I noted that the bridesmaids' dresses are obviously so fugly. They're like nude.
They're like nude, kind of caramel colored.
Like,
it's like
they're like
sparkly.
Sparkly.
It's like
sparkly nude.
Is, what is that empire when it's like
right under the boob?
The belt is literally right under the boob. Thank God. And then it just kind of flows outward. Obviously.
And they are sort of wearing gigantic diamond statement necklaces.
Gotta look classy.
Duh.
They're glass beads.
They are glass beads.
Of course. Of course.
They are.
So Sheena puts on her gorgeous two-piece gown that her Aunt Dee made for her from scratch.
Yeah. Well, so Sheena designed it, but Aunt Dee sewed it.
She says, I custom made my wedding dress. I wanted something different. I wear crop tops all the time. That's like my thing. So I'm like, why not just make a wedding dress crop top? Here's my thing. Just call it a two-piece. Like,
don't call it a crop top
literally,
wedding dress.
It's
just
so crazy because people do wear two-piece wedding dresses. Don't call it a crop top.
Well, she wants it to be a crop top because that's her thing. It's so ugly. Oh my God.
I know.
It's not even a crop top. It's, you're right. It's not, it's a crop not top. A crop it's top. A two-piece because the skirt part goes very high up and then it's kind of just a
just
bra
a
top.
Two-piece. But the bra top is so ugly.
Oh, the bra top is so
it's like really
bad.
Thick. Like it's like beaded and so it's like really thick. And it's like beaded on like a thick fabric. It just like looks so bad,
it
obviously.
It looks so heavy.
Which has literally nothing to do with the fact that it's a two-piece.
No.
People have two-piece wedding dresses all the time that look fine.
Yeah, it's just like really not my style. Just,
she designed it herself and her Aunt Dee made it.
I know.
So like obviously that's kind of a lethal combo aesthetically.
Out, like, perfect, yeah.
Yeah. It was sweet. Ariana starts to cry and everyone's like, you look so pretty.
Yeah.
She does look pretty in her own way.
Well, she has on just so much makeup. Like,
I know. And her hair is like...
She did a side part with a wave.
Like glam, like body wave.
Yeah. And then she did a full-on smoky eye.
That's also
full-on
her thing.
Smoky eye and a nude lip, I believe. Which is just so heavy on the eye and so light everywhere else.
I know.
When she was getting her makeup done, she told the makeup artist, I want a lot of makeup.
Did she say that for
yes.
real? Oh, my God. She looks so good with short hair.
When does she have short hair?
Like in... well when
oh,
I
oh in like all, recent seasons
yeah it looks so much better on her.
Yeah, I know,
like a cute little like
well because it's
above the shoulder.
She obviously
so
has very
her.
Thick hair and so it just gets really heavy and she kind of suffers from the disease that I have where you don't want layers.
Yeah,
but then it's like, okay, so you have to do a middle part then.
Yes. Okay, so then we're back in the groom suite once again, just those three guys, and we're kind of just like bouncing between Shay and the ceremony area where like Jack's making jokes about how like Sandoval is the one that's holding everyone up because he's twirling his hair and making...
and he's not
no, and then we cut back to him doing that exactly that. Yeah. And in his talking head Sandoval is like, yes, I may be a pain in the ass, but these photos are going to be around forever. No they're not. No, they're not. These people are going to be divorced before you can even blink a fucking eye.
Yeah,
so.
those gigantic pictures that they're going to have printed are soon to be in the trash.
Literally. And then we have Sheena waiting. So she's like waiting for her walk down the aisle, which as I said before, is like so fucking far away from where she actually is.
Yeah. Well, she's like waiting for the boys to be ready. And she's
so
like really pissed off that the boys aren't ready yet.
Well, I understand.
Me
you
too.
You would have so much fucking like... I can't even imagine the amount of like adrenaline and like nerves that what you would have. And so for you to not be on schedule would be like, it would make me go crazy.
Especially when it's like,
and you're just standing there in your fucking crop top wedding dress.
Your heavy ass wedding
dress.
It's like
hot as fuck.
And you have a mile to walk.
And you just took two shots of Fireball.
And it's like, okay, I had to get my hair done. I had to get my makeup done. I had to put this dress on. All you had to do was comb your fucking hair and put on your shiny suit jacket.
And pop that fucking collar, bitch.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is
holding
us up?
And not even. You're going to pop the collar at the reception.
Literally. They're like, where are the boys? Danielle is like, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
Danielle. Oh,
and then goes to get Shay. And while she's getting Shay, Sheena is like at the top of the staircase or whatever. And it's like, I'm not fucking waiting for them. She goes down the staircase and Danielle just like literally leads Shay exactly to where Sheena
yes.
is. And Sheena's like, no,
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 no. And so, yeah, then Sheena has to go kind of wait in a mop closet.
Yeah. Well, Danielle's like, okay, go in that closet. It's a dark closet with no air conditioning and a bunch of cleaning
her and
supplies.
Her parents in that closet together.
Yeah. Dude, I'd
literally.
Be pissed too.
She says,
it's a giant house.
Oh, I would be pissed as fuck too.
It's a huge fucking house. Take another route.
I would be so pissed.
Yeah.
I don't like when like my friends are 15 minutes late and I'm like in my apartment.
Me neither. Also, you're paying that bitch $3,000.
And it literally is like, she's doing what any fucking random person could do.
Yes. Less.
Like literally because she's doing a bad job.
Yeah. I feel that Jax or Tom Sandoval could do better.
Literally. Give Jax a line of coke and he probably could knock that out of the park.
Rule the world.
Run that shit like a baby. She says, I look like a princess. I feel like a princess. Why the fuck am I standing in a closet? Really good point.
Literally.
Sheena. Why the fuck
really,
are you standing
really
in a closet? And she's basically tweaking. She's like, I am not sad anymore.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be either.
Me neither. So at this point, they're 20 minutes behind schedule. Yep. And people are getting both sort of annoyed and also concerned.
Yeah. They're like, is someone calling it off?
Yeah. There's chatter in the crowd being like, when was this supposed to start? Lisa is like, maybe she changed her mind. And Ken is like, no, maybe he changed his mind. And Lisa's like, well, no.
That didn't happen.
Certainly not that. But then finally Shay walks out. Yay! Yes. He waves to the crowd and he daps up the preacher.
He does a weird wave. He like stops and is like, hey.
Well, he's doing his fucking best.
He is doing his best. Him in his mind, like, right foot, left foot, yeah, right foot, literally. Left foot. Stop. Wave. Stop,
wave.
Right foot, left foot. Left foot. Do a little joke with the officiant.
Yeah. Sheena comes out of her closet and then the wedding party starts walking down the aisle. Pandora walks down with a guy who I've never seen before who does like a handshake with Shay.
Yep.
And people are like, oh, guess that's his friend, IDK. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't put her with her husband, but it's totally fine.
Whatever.
Ariana and Tom walk down together and Lisa says, oh, they should get married too. And then Kristen gags.
Yes.
And then everybody stands up because Tina starts to sing.
Yes.
Tina, what is the song that she's singing?
It's not Somewhere Over the Rainbow, is it?
No, it's not. That's what they sang at her second wedding.
I Can't Help But Falling in Love
With Yeah.
You.
Yeah. Wise men sing, only fools rush in. Okay, she's singing that, right? You have a picture in your mind?
Yes, Tina singing.
Tina is singing. She's an okay voice.
Literally fine. It's like, okay.
It's doing the job. Sheena is freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
She is not in place.
No.
Who
Tina gave, was supposed to sing that when Sheena was literally right about to walk down the aisle.
Who gave Tina the cue? That's the big question. Who gave Tina the cue to start singing?
It literally must have been Danielle.
I think that Tina just started to sing.
Do you think she just started to sing? Because we don't see anyone give her a cue. And it is like, wait, why the fuck would you start singing?
And also before that, I did see her chug a glass of champagne. So I think Tina was a little off her rocker. It
could have been a thing where Danielle didn't communicate to her that she was going to give her a cue.
Yes, I think so too. Because
she does just kind of stand up.
Yep.
It's my time.
I'm going to start singing. So Sheena starts literally yelling from
tell her to stop. Tell her to stop. And her mom is like, shh.
Yelling, no, 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 I'm not going out there. Make her stop singing. Make her stop singing. And her mom is like, Sheena, this is inappropriate.
She's like, people will hear you screaming.
People can hear you. You're raising your voice.
You're not in your spot, but you are about 15 feet away from everyone.
I know. Well, it is like, why didn't you just hustle over to your spot? You could have started walking.
No, she could have made it. She could have made it, but she's already so misaligned.
On edge.
And Danielle isn't problem solving.
No, Danielle is on the phone with God fucking knows who.
Who the fuck is she on the phone with? Because it's Tina's fucking singing. So who the fuck are you talking to?
I know. And the DJ is, or the pianist is playing the song. So it's like, who are you on the phone with? For real.
I actually don't know who she could be calling at that
moment. I don't
know.
And then Sheena is like, well, Sheena's mad because she wanted to arrive to Shay at a certain part of the song. She said that if she's not there for that, then it's going to ruin the whole thing that she's been planning forever.
Sure.
So basically what they're going to do is let Tina sing the entire song.
Yes.
Because nobody can get in contact with her to stop. And then they're going to restart the song and Sheena's going to walk out.
Yep.
When she wants to. So that is what happens. Tina finishes the whole song. People are obviously confused.
Looking around. And everyone has been standing for the entire song.
It's like a 3-minute song.
Also because they're like, okay, Sheena's coming.
Yep.
And then it's like, no, she's and not.
Nobody had emerged.
No.
Heads are turning. People are kind of like chattering. People are thinking that maybe she bailed on the wedding.
Of course.
She is sort of right behind. She's in place, but she's looking mad as fuck.
Yeah, she is.
She's like frowning.
I mean, yeah.
She's like frowning and pouting.
I would be pissed the fuck off.
Yeah, she's so mad. Basically, they get in contact with Tina and she starts singing the song again. And everybody's like, okay.
Tina picks up her damn phone for once.
Literally.
Answers Danielle's call.
Yep. And then Sheena walks in. Yay. Yes. And she slaps a smile on that face. Both of her parents are walking her down the aisle.
Oh, I like that they both walked her down.
I thought so. I like that too. Really I thought cute. It was really sweet.
This is what Jack says. It is literally so fucking funny that he says this.
Jack says, when Sheena came out, she looked amazing. She could wear a brown bag and look stunning. Brown paper bag and look stunning.
What?
What do you
look
mean?
Look absolutely stunning.
What do you mean by that?
A sentence that I didn't even know he had access to.
Me neither.
That he knows that it... To say like
brown paper bag,
wear a brown paper bag and look absolutely stunning.
It's
who taught you that?
Crazy. It's so beyond the scope of who he is as a person. I don't understand.
It literally was
crazy.
I was like, did the producers feed you that line?
But I don't even think so. I think he just like
literally loves her.
I think he literally loves her. I think he has like true friendship love for Sheena. Which is so, because she has it back for him.
Well, because she's never going to do anything to him. Because she's such a, like, brown nose to everyone.
Yeah, I know.
She's never going to be, like...
I feel that at some point they will have some kind of conflict where he just, like, thinks she's annoying. But I don't... I guess they never have any, like, anything massive yeah, like that.
Yeah, and, like, she wasn't going to, like, ride for Stoss. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he likes her because the whole time she's been like, I'm a guy's girl. But I prefer their company.
It's just like bizarre that they're close. It's literally bizarre. It's him so being, weird. Saying
she could look absolutely stunning in a brown bag was literally like, shook me to my fucking core.
I know. It's I was so like, what weird. The fuck?
It was so weird.
It's like I'm in a different universe when
it
he
was
says
so
that.
So weird.
Katie then says that she looks like a crop top bride angel.
It's true.
Okay, she does. And then she meets Shay at the end of the aisle, and this is I thought was really sweet because he's like kind of crying and he whispers to her, oh my god, you look so beautiful, in a way where I was like, you are in love with her.
I know, they both look really happy.
I know, it's like you are a real couple.
Well, yeah, they are.
You are a real couple.
Yes, and they do like actually love each other.
Yes, and you're both from Azusa, and she you met her grandpa before he died. It's like it's sweet, and it makes me feel very sad as well.
I know, it made me feel sad too. I feel sad for him.
I feel really sad for him.
Really hope he's doing well.
Me too.
For fucking real.
Me too. And I can't believe this is on TV, and it makes me feel sad because like, what if sometimes he goes back and watches it? But that,
I don't think
I
he
just
does.
Can't worry about that. I just cannot get myself to worry about that. I have other things to worry
not
about.
Our concerns.
I know, but it's like, what if he's like alone doing pills in his apartment, rewatching his wedding over and over again?
That he's sober.
I'm sorry.
I have to believe he's sober.
Okay. Well, okay.
Don't even. We can't even go down that.
Yeah. So, anyways, then they do their vows, and they're kind of cutting back and forth between them. Yeah. It's like in sickness and in health. For better or for worse.
For richer or for poorer. And everyone laughs at poorer.
Yeah. It's like, you're broke already, biatch.
Literally.
And then the vows are over and Sheena does a massive squeal like,
yeah! I know. It's so funny.
It's so her.
It is so her.
And then they kiss and they are married.
We have our first marriage in the books.
We have our first marriage down.
Marriage number one.
Yay.
What a great episode of television.
I know. And things are about to get so much worse. Things, so many more things are about to go wrong.
Yeah. And then things wedding. Will keep going wrong well, in her marriage.
And sort of forever.
Forever.
Forever, ever.
Anyway. That's the episode, you guys.
That is Sheena's wedding. Well, that's the ceremony of Sheena's wedding.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening.
Wait, we have to do a hero and a villain.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously my villain is fucking Danielle.
My villain is Danielle as well. She's like so villain. Deeply incompetent. It's insane.
I know.
I would like to look her up and I will do it after we finish this.
I wonder what she's doing now. Who's your hero?
My hero could possibly be...
Kristen for getting the album, the Boudoir album.
Thank you, Kristen. Thank
it's
you, Kristen.
It's so funny that she was like, I need it. It's like, you guys are going to be home in 24 hours. Just give it to
no,
him then.
No, literally you live together. He might have already seen it in your room. Mm-hmm. My hero is probably Sheena. I'm just happy
me
for
too.
Her.
Me too. That's also my hero. Okay.
Okay.
Wahoo.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Love you guys.
Talk to you so soon.
Literally. Mwah. XOXO.